This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Rob. Hey, Feifei, someone told me that you've been baking.
Yes, I have. 我最近确实天天烤蛋糕。我知道你特别喜欢吃蛋糕。
Well, that's great to hear. Will there be anything for me to try, maybe?
Maybe. I've been experimenting with a new vegan recipe that involves making a cake with cabbage and beetroot.
Cabbage and beetroot? Oh, yuck! That sounds disgusting. If you want someone to try it, don't ask me.
Oh, Rob, you'll eat your words.
Eat my words? I'm sure my words will taste better than a cabbage and beetroot cake.
No, Rob, I mean you'll regret saying that. 英语表达 eat your words 的字面意思是吃掉说出的话。人们用这个表达来承认自己说错了话。And here are some more examples of people eating their words.
You said my coffee business wouldn't work.But you'll have to eat your words. It's been a huge success. Despite what I said, I'll have to eat my words because my sister is now happily married to her first boyfriend. You said I'd fail the exam, but I ended up with an A+. You'll have to eat your words now.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。刚才我告诉 Rob 他要 eat his words, 意思就是 Rob 要承认自己说错话了。So, Rob, how about trying my cake before you decide you don't like it?
Oh, go on then. But I know I won't like it.
Here, try this.
Oh, are you sure you used cabbage and beetroot?This tastes like a normal cake.
It is a normal cake, and I assume you like it?
I must admit, I do. It's inspired me to get baking. I'm off.
Where are you going?
To bake a word cake, so I can literally eat my words.
Very good. Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English. From BBC Learning English.